You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Em agosto de 1975, há exatos 44 anos, Timor-Leste viveu um curto período de guerra civil. A fotógrafa inglesa Penny Tweedy registrou os timorenses refugiados da guerra em imagens consideradas históricas por timorenses e pesquisadores até hoje. A coleção East Timor Prints, que contém essas imagens, faz parte do acervo da Biblioteca Nacional da Austrália e está aberta ao público. Nós conversamos com a curadora Nikki Mackay-Sim sobre a importância desse acervo. Hi, Nikki. Welcome to the SBS Portuguese Language Program.
Good morning.
I would like to start our interview asking you about this collection. Can you describe some of Penny Tweed's Timorese collection? I know they cover the post-Civil War period of 1975. And how did they come to the library, to your hands?
Around a year or so following Penny Tweedy's death, Ben Tweedy, her son, got in contact with us here at the National Library of Australia, principally about donating Penny's archive, photographic archive. At the time, our Assistant Director General, Margie Byrne, was able to visit the archive actually in the UK, where it was on site at Penny's home. And she was able to appraise the collection, and based on the large amount of photographic material that was covering Australian content, the National Library of Australia was able to accept the donation. The archive consists of print, film and slide material, predominantly black and white, but there is colour material in there. And we basically packed it up and collected it in 2013. And a very large collection. It wasn't until early last year that we finished the listing work of the archive, and now we make it available within our special collections reading room here at the library. The size of the collection is large, I'd say. It extends to 216 boxes, which is about 40 metres of shelves, basically, space on shelves. And it comprises not only of the photographic material, but also correspondence, newspaper and magazine cuttings, postcards to friends and colleagues and family.
And this collection, it is the entire work of Penny. The Timorese collection is part of that.
That's exactly right. So, as you know, Penny's book work, photographic reportage work, took her to all corners of the world, and the Timorese material is spread across some 15 boxes out of the 216 boxes that we have comprising in her collection, as is with most of her work, all of her work really, highly evocative and emotional images of what was actually happening at Timor at the time. She really focused a lot of portraits of some of the key players within the military at the time. There's also a lot of work that covers what was happening in society at the time and the impact of the Civil War and what the result of it was. And, you know, what they had done to families, you know, the plight that they were living in, you know, the injured. I think hospitals are also included in the archival photographs that we have here. Children and how they'd been affected. Her photographs, she was such a fabulous photographer. You know, she really captures emotion within people's faces, I think. As I said, you know, a lot of portraits, but also a lot of scenes recording what had happened to landscape. Usually there are always people within those photographs, because she's showing what has happened to society as a result of the events that she's capturing, or is capturing post the event, I suppose.
She also took photographs of the then president, José Ramos
Horta. That's right, yes. Yes, very interesting thing. Some of those shots of him with military, but also with the people they were supporting at the time.
These images, they are considered part of Timor's history.
Researchers have found them incredibly important for their research, for a whole range of, you know, whether researching Penny Tweedy, her life and her times and her practice, but also for obviously the people of Timor, and putting together more and more of their history and getting the visual, I suppose, the visual documentation of that history into their archive.
How people can access this collection, Nikki?
We finally got the our finding aid, which is a detailed listing of the subjects that are within the archive, up onto our website. It's basically an index. So finding aids help you. They actually list all the material in the archive in context. The finding aid is probably the intellectual way of getting through the archive and having a good look at what subjects she covered in her career and what's actually what you can actually then call up within the Special Collections Reading Room here in Canberra at the National Library. And that reading room is open Monday to Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Friday and Saturdays from 10 till 5, and unfortunately we're closed on Sunday. Well, there are 15 boxes that have material that relate to Timor in them. Just having looked through a couple myself recently, some of those boxes also include her Bangladesh assignments or some of her Australian material too. Don't really know if I want to estimate how many, how much material there actually is that relates to Timor, but hundreds and hundreds of photographs would certainly be the case, perhaps 1,000 or two. But at this stage, we don't even know. We're waiting for more and more researchers really to use the material and write more and more about the Timor project or other projects, and certainly Penny's life work.
In future, when some of these photographs are digitalized, would you look into an exhibition or on something bigger? What are the, if any, what are your future plans for this collection?
Well, I can't say that we have any plans at the moment, although I am meeting with the exhibitions, one of the exhibitions people later in the week to talk about our photographic archives and getting them into an exhibition here on site. But I would be hoping that Penny Tweedy's work features in an exhibition very soon. And similarly, I'd hope that we'd be able to digitise some of the archive sometime soon also. It's an expensive process and we don't really have a budget for that at the moment, but all in good time, we hope.
And is Penny's work, is it the first archive of a female photographer to be acquired by the library?
Well, it was, yes, a female photographer, but also it was our first pretty complete photographic archive that we took into the National Library. We had one or two incomplete archives here too, but this was a bit of a groundbreaking moment for us.
Yes.
When we got it in 2013.
As you mentioned in the beginning, she was a fearless photographer.
She was indeed.
In the midst of wars and amazing history and a tragic ending.
Yeah,
so who was Penny?
I've spoken to some of her colleagues and friends over the last 5 or 6 years since I've known of the archive and have had the privilege of working with it. Look, I think from what I've read and what they've said to me, she was someone who was very driven to document visually, I suppose you'd say, what was going on in the world, what the truth, and she'd try and get to the truth of what was going on. And she felt very personally and very deeply about what she was doing. I think she felt not just her take on what was going on wherever she was, but what was actually going on for the people. She was, I suppose, the visual voice for the Bangladesh community in the early 70s, for Indigenous Australians during the 70s and the 90s when she did particular photographic series with them. She became very friendly with the people she was often photographing too, and I think that's why I called her fearless as well, because she wasn't afraid to get to know her subjects and she wasn't afraid to really go where not many men would go or not many people would go. You know, she was often in the crossfire and she dealt with all kinds of personalities, and she obviously had a big personality herself. She was very strong and she could really give a bit of what for back to people who might be trying to stop her from doing her work.
Working as the curator of the library's curator, do you feel as you've met her, as you know her through her work?
I do certainly feel like I know her, along with many of the other people whose archives we hold here at the National Library. And I realise what a privileged position I'm in to be able to just go out to the stack every now and again and have a look through some of the boxes to read some of her, in her case, some of her letters to her mother about some of her various photographic projects and what she's seeing and what she was feeling. So yes, I do feel like I get to know her and many of our other people whose material we hold. Yeah, we're stewards. Yeah. We're basically stewards of histories, various histories, Australian and others from around the world. And yes, we keep them forever.
She has this fascinating life, and maybe being involved in so many wars. Did she ever retire? Because she took her own life at the age of 71.
Yes, look, from my understanding is no, she didn't retire, and she didn't want to stop doing what she was doing. Yes, absolutely tragic that she took her life. From what I've read and heard is that in the end she was getting terribly sad that she was aging and quite possibly wasn't going to be able to do what she wanted to continue doing. And yes, a fearless woman took her life as well. Terribly, terribly sad, because it is a huge loss to all of us.
Thanks, Nikki, for taking the time to talk to us. If people are interested in seeing the collection, they can go first to the website, National Library of Australia's website, and then find what they want to see and then come for a visit and see and hold this incredible rich collection.
That's exactly right.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.